Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, it's 9 a.m., and the pet experts are in the building. This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Now, here are your hosts, Rick Preuss and Lee Cohen.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, the pet expert himself, Mr. Rick Preuss. Good morning, Rick.
My sweetheart, Valentine, Lee Cohen, how are you today?
I think that you've got something wrong with your vision, Rick, because I don't think that I'm the sweetheart.
But it's the day before Valentine's Day, and I want to send a warm wish to everyone.
And I appreciate that one. Rick, we're going to talk about a subject, speaking of the heart, that's about as near and dear to your heart as any I can think of, and that is we're going to talk about fish. And we're going to talk about a certain type of fish that you guys have always had a lot of and you've always had a pretty big interest in. And we're going to see if the public is just as interested as you are.
Well, they should be. If you want, the one thing I think about when we have animals that live underwater, there is a certain degree of separation that we have that we don't think about when we have a dog or a cat, sitting next to us. It doesn't take long with the right chosen fish to break those barriers, and water becomes far less an obstacle to our understanding of the natural world and how these animals, are intelligent, are interactive, are filled with actions and reactions that we can connect with and become pets. I think of years ago we had Duke, which was a big red devil in a big square tank in the middle of the store, and how kids would just come in and get connected with that particular fish because it would follow the children everywhere. Mm-hmm. And bringing up the topic of African cichlids, we're dealing with some specific fish that are only found in one small place on the planet. But when putting an African cichlid tank together, we put a number of them together, and they all have some very unique in higher level order personalities that make it rather easy to get attracted to and to get fascinated with something like that. Fish are great. And one of the things I'm kind of an underdog guy. I've always gone for the underdog or the unusual or what everybody else doesn't pay attention to. And that's kind of why I like the fish world, mm-hmm. is that maybe people don't necessarily understand or connect with it. And I kind of connect with it. So that's why I like the fish world.
Well, I got news for you, Rick. That's why you and our guest today have connected with each other and been friends for years. And she worked for you for a long time. And whenever we think of the subject, she's just the perfect guest. It's Shelby Stensrud, who works for Seagrest Incorporated as one of their brand managers. And Shelby is a young lady who, the passion she always has for these conversations we've had about fish. You could see it in her face when she was here in Michigan and in the studio with us, but even more importantly, you can hear it in her voice when you talk to her over the telephone, because she just loves these animals, and it's not new for her. She's probably had it her entire life from the sounds of it.
Yes, her family were on the liberal arts side of the world. Growing up, her dad was an art teacher, and they really appreciated the aquarium hobby like nobody's been. It was like almost like family competition on how you can decorate your tank the best, and it was always a challenging part of the family, how do you make family? How do you actually connect with each other? And rallying around a fish tank, or several fish tanks in that family, put Shelby in a position now where she can actually enjoy something that she's very passionate about, and that's kind of within the fish hobby. You know, she's taking pictures right now of animals that they're going to put on their website for the company that she works for that's going to celebrate Valentine's Day.
Well, and speaking of that, it is Valentine's Day this week, and there are a number of items at Proust that you can go in and get as a really great Valentine's Day gift or just something to share with a loved one. And we'll talk all about that this week on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show here on 1320 WILS.
Like us on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/mmpets. Upload your pet's picture or check out the silly pet photos that we put up there to get you through your day.